Chapter 6, Grace. Grace is a merited favor which can promote acceleration in any situation, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 verse 7, 1 Peter 1 verse 2, Titus 2 verse 11 through 13. When the angel Gabriel came to speak with Joseph to inform him to not have any fear of Mary's virgin birth, he told him of how Christ would bring grace to all that have sinned. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1 verse 21. For Jesus to be pronounced in the proper Hebrew language is Yeshua, which means the Lord saves. In the new covenant of Christ, the Lord says he will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah 31 verse 34. In the New Testament of the first book of John, we read that the confession of a person that sins allows us to receive God's grace. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verse 9.